Last of all, let's look at the potentials before the artist when a composer fully invites improvisation. I have in mind Béla Bartók's Improvisations on Hungarian Folk Songs, Opus 20. While a lot of the improvisation is already provided by the composer, the perceptive pianist is inspired to launch a unique and personal creation, one that may differ significantly every time the work is performed. There are 8 improvisations in the complete set. We will address 3 of them, beginning with the first. Here is interpretation number 1 of the first improvisation. If you are viewing the score, you note that this performance followed the markings very closely. The next version adopts a quicker moderato tempo, which makes more liberty possible. And last, here is a version with more emphasis on the improvisational notes that Bartók added to the melody, as well as more contrast. This one demonstrates again that harmony provides color in music.
Thank you.
This first of eight improvisations has what we might call three verses. The sixth improvisation in the set has four verses, each one of decreasing length. I will offer two versions of this improvisation, the second of which explores much more and is longer, 2 minutes and 10 seconds to be exact, compared with the first version of just 1 minute and 50 seconds. The seventh improvisation on a Hungarian folk tune melody will provide the final example on this CD. It is dedicated to the memory of Claude Debussy, to whom Bartók's music owes a great deal. Among other devices, note the brief whole tone insertion. And for one final time, please consider the wide variety of legitimate, score interpretations that are possible. Although I present only two versions of this seventh improvisation, the options are virtually unlimited, with differences both large and small.